Today, I want to read from Hebrews 10, verses 24 and 25. Verse 24 says, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." The author of Hebrews here encourages the Christian readership of this letter to not give up meeting together. Now this morning, I want to talk to you about the basic human need for community, specifically the need for Christian community. Brethren, I feel very strongly that we were designed by our Creator to be in community with each other. Now, just a few years ago, Christian churches experienced great challenges regarding in-person worship services due to the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. There were many churches who were unable to have in-person worship services for sometimes several months in a row. This led to the utilization of online worship. This led to watching worship services on television or Facebook or other social media platforms. Now, I'm thankful that we had and still have these options. We at Lyerly Community Church record and post our morning worship services on our Facebook page every Sunday afternoon. Yes, a person can certainly benefit from watching online worship services. And hopefully people can benefit from hearing a Christian devotional on the radio. However, there are some benefits that are not obtainable without face-to-face interaction. The Apostle Paul encouraged Christians in Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, to carry each other's burdens. We as Christians have a duty, a responsibility, to encourage other brothers and sisters in Christ. This encouragement can be accomplished by phone calls, text messages, and emails. However, there is just something good and great about seeing a person face to face that can be uniquely encouraging. And think about this for a moment. When we gather for in-person worship, do we gather with the attitude of getting something, or do we gather with the attitude of giving something? Is it not best, if possible, to give encouragement to others face to face as we gather to worship our awesome God? Brethren, let us pray. Father God, help us to not forsake meeting together and to seek ways to encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.